Happy Monday, KMA Land, and welcome to the Double X Factor. This is where myself, Sandy Edie Hansen, teams up with guess who?
It's me, Spencer Williams. How are you, Sandy?
I'm amazing. I'm trying to take my bracelets off here so I'm not a radio problem.
Right. Well, and we tricked people last week a little bit because you actually took some vacation time and you still came in to record, which was so awesome of you. But you had hopefully were able to, you know, get some clear-headedness, if that's the right word. And we had been talking about a different topic, and I hopefully got to do some research on this topic.
Yes.
It was surrender. And I had brought it up to you because I'd been going through something in my life, and when I really was able to let go of what I couldn't control, it was the most freeing thing ever. Does it mean things are going exactly as I want? No. But I realize now that I don't have that kind of control.
Man, and that is it's so counterintuitive, isn't it? Because you think you've got to control everything to get it to go the way you want it to go. But surrender is this really amazingly powerful thing that there's a lot of things around it, but it's just an act of courage, really, to do it, because we think we've got control by hanging on to everything. But really, all we really have is anxiety.
Right, exactly. Well, and I do find, too, and I found in my own experience that, yes, when things don't go your way, you don't like it, but the pain doesn't feel as deep because you're not, for lack of a better word, you're not so into it. You don't take responsibility for how it ended up.
Well, don't you think a lot of times when we are resisting surrender, we are trying to avoid feeling something?
Oh, stop that. I know where you're going with this.
Just, you know, I've heard. I don't know. But sometimes we're just trying to avoid feeling some kind of discomfort. And we think if we just keep all the plates spinning like we're on the Ed Sullivan Show, we're going to be okay. But really, where the real peace comes is when we stop trying to avoid it and we just let it be there without judging it.
Right. None of us like to feel the icky stuff. It's not fun. But we've talked about that many times on this program, that going through it, getting through it, once you allow yourself to feel that, it does really pass a lot quicker.
Yeah, for sure. But it's a hard one. That's a hard lesson that we work on that one till the day we die.
We probably will. And life keeps changing. It keeps changing, giving us new things that we have to learn we can't control. So I feel like we have to surrender over and over and over again.
Oh, you're so wise. Listen to you.
Yeah, it's not like one of those things that it's a one and done and we'll have it mastered. So I think it's job security for us.
Yes.
All right. It's going to be a great week on surrender. Thanks so much, Sandy.